Greetings, Chicagoland. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly program, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, based on improving lives through public service and volunteerism. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Forum to Achieve, Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, with more than a 75-year legacy of promoting peace, harmony, equality, and social justice for all. Building Community, Strengthening Nations features newsmakers and movers and shakers engaged in enlightening discussions on current issues and events that positively impact our diverse communities. The FACT organization invites you to contact us for general information or referral services, volunteer opportunities, and suggestions, questions, or comments regarding programming topics and guests. Please call FACT at 773-424-8002 to reach our 24-hour voicemail and facsimile. Our email address is faactorg@aol.com. Now tell your friends to tune in to FACT every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're streaming live over the internet at www.thechicagolighthouse.org. My name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I am the founder and executive director of the FACT organization, and today I am so pleased to serve as your host. FACT is always excited about this opportunity to share time with you, our most valued listening public, with different weekly topics of interest that positively influence our communities. However, as we always say, this can only be accomplished with your help. The fact is, we all need each other, and by uniting our efforts, we can make a positive difference for everyone. In a nutshell, FACT's combined vision and mission is to help create a better world through educating the public and coalescing with others to eradicate biases and prejudices, as well as hate crimes.
This is Barbara Kenzie with my guest, Kenneth Hill, who is the president and founder of the Chicago Pre-College Science and Engineering Program. I'd like to thank Ruth Fairfax Frazier for this opportunity to sit in on her behalf today. And I'm delighted to be in conversation with Kenneth Hill, who has one of the most innovative programs for pre-engineering programs in the probably, certainly in the city, and maybe in the nation. Good afternoon, Kenneth.
Good afternoon.
I'm delighted to have you here, and I'm so looking forward to hearing more about your program. First, why don't you tell me a little bit about your background, and then let's segue right into a discussion of your program, starting with the mission of the program.
Well, the mission of the Chicago Pre-College Science and Engineering Program is to motivate and prepare historically underrepresented groups, primarily African Americans and Latinos, for careers in science and engineering, with the goal that they will successfully complete a college science or engineering curriculum. I was born and raised in Chicago, Illinois. I left in 1961 and I went to Howard University and I completed a degree in civil engineering. Later, actually, I lived in the Republic of Zambia, which is in Central Africa. And then I returned to the United States in 73 and then in 76, I started a pre-college engineering program in Detroit. And when I retired in 2004, we had 6,000 students enrolled annually with an annual budget of $4 million. In 2008, we started a program in Chicago based on an invitation to come home. And we now have kids in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade. And they will be, in the fall, we have our first group going into eighth grade. We're very excited about the kinds of course offerings that the children and their parents receive. In kindergarten, first grade, second grade, and third grade, the parents are side by side with their children involved in science, mathematics, and engineering activities. Fourth grade is bridge building. Fifth grade, the parents and kids are together again where they do geometry. And then sixth and seventh grade is physics and mathematics. So our mission is developing tomorrow's engineers. That's why we started so early. And we believe that parents are critical to that. That's why we have a strong parent engagement component.
Well, is it common for programs to start at such an early age, kindergarten?
We're unique in this because most people would like to see programs start at middle school or higher with the idea that you would get the turnover of kids in the long run if you start much later. What we've found is a program that we have that started at kindergarten and moves forward, there are always one or two students that will join the program maybe at sixth grade or seventh grade or ninth grade who have just been looking for a program that will help them be better prepared for an engineering curriculum. But overall, you have to nurture your students over a long period of time. So it's necessary to have Saturday programs from kindergarten to seventh grade, and then from 7th through 12th, we have Saturday programs and summer programs, 4-week summer programs.
What's the cost of this?
Oh, our programs are free.
Totally free.
Totally free.
So what makes your program unique is that you start at an earlier age and there's parent engagement.
Yes.
The parents have to participate with the students in order for them to participate in the program.
Yes.
And at what point are the students independent of the parents? I know that you have an event coming up that is dealing with the upper grade students for the first time. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, the first time is fourth grade where they do bridge building and they work in groups. So the kids work in groups and they do bridge building and they build bridges out of popsicle sticks and they have to work in teams. So it's an engineering project. That particular program, they tour the city of Chicago looking at different kinds of bridges and understanding bridges and how they're able to handle moving loads. So they test their bridges at the end when they complete them in teams based on the smallest number of popsicle sticks that are able to handle the largest load. And it varies with the uniqueness of how they design their bridges. Then from sixth grade on, it's basically a parent drop-off. Kids will be on their own. Parents will drop them off. However, this Friday when we have our closing celebration, parents are invited to come and see some of the activities that the children have completed. It's three components to this summer program. One is mathematics for 90 minutes. The second one is computer science. And the third one is engineering. And they use Ohm's law in the engineering and they make circuit boards. In the computer science, they're doing coding, and they also learn how to write programs for different kinds of music. And then in mathematics class, they're going to complete a geometric structures based on algebra principles.
Talk about the role of mathematics in your program.
Our program is... our theme is developing tomorrow's engineers. Engineering, the language of engineering is mathematics. So to become an engineer, you have to have a solid mathematics foundation. As a result of that, our program, all of our activities and the activities that the kids participate in is undergirded with mathematics. For example, the kindergarten program is a little civil engineer where they learn about water properties. But at the same time, we introduce algebraic concepts and they're learning about the missing number, but it's introduced with whole numbers. And what we've learned is that youngsters can understand algebra concepts early on using whole numbers. And you don't have to wait until they understand how to multiply 2582 times 8564 or divide by decimals or multiply by mixed fractions before they can understand algebraic concepts.
That is exciting, Kenneth. That's really exciting.
Well, thank you.
I mean, the idea that a kindergartner can actually be introduced to algebraic concepts, that's really special.
Well, the children are brilliant and they're quite capable of understanding concepts. It's just that there was an assumption that you have to learn arithmetic before you can learn algebra. And so therefore, but arithmetic is what it is. Multiplication, division, multiplication, addition, subtraction, and division, and then you add whole numbers, and then you add fractions and decimals. So that's all it is. But children are able to understand many abstract things that unfortunately they're not always exposed to early on.
Early on. So who pays for this program?
We were very fortunate with funding, certainly from the National Science Foundation, Chicago Community Trust, People's Gas, Motorola, BP, Alfred Pick Fund, and we've also received some from some other foundations, but those are the main ones that where we've received funding.
Did you mention the MacArthur Foundation?
Oh, of course. Thank you for making me aware.
Yeah.
Reminding me that we got a major grant from the MacArthur Foundation, and we also received a major grant from Elasticsearch, which is a computer science focused company.
That's really special. Now, are all of these organizations funding the program right now, or some of them have come in and out? And
yes.
Yeah.
The current funders certainly is MacArthur Foundation, Elasticsearch, People's Gas, BP, Motorola, and Kellogg Foundation. Some of the other ones that I mentioned, like the National Science Foundation, was in 2010, and we received a grant from Chase in 2009. And then sometimes they come back and we receive funding from them after a cycle, because we did receive funding from Honda Foundation for 3 years, and it's a possibility we may be invited back in 2017.
So if there's anyone out there listening to this program who has access to dollars, personal dollars, corporate dollars, we just like to encourage you to support this very unique program. You can certainly find out more information by going to info@chiprep.org. You can find out more about the program. There's also a donate now button there. So individuals as well as organizations can support this program. And certainly this is a worthy program, as attested to by the fact that Michelle Obama, First Lady Michelle Obama, invited Kenneth Hill, to the White House. Tell us about that.
Yes, what happened, and that was really quite a pleasant surprise. What happened is she wanted to look at several programs that were making a difference in populations that are underserved and moving toward college preparation and college completion. And we were fortunate enough to be identified as one of those programs that actually has impacted students in terms of K through 8 in Chicago, and we developed a K through 12 in Detroit. And so bringing that model together. Now, the goal, I think, was what she was trying to present at the White House, was to begin to recognize programs that with the hope that others would want to take a closer look at to consider supporting, and also in the idea of scaling them up. So we were very honored and humbled to be invited as a part of that, the group of 15. It was only 15 that were selected. Across the nation.
Yeah.
So we were really honored to be part of that 15. But also I wanted to mention that we have a website that you can go to get more information. It's www.shaprep.org, and you can learn more about our program, or you can just go on the website to Chicago Pre-College Science and Engineering Program, and it'll come up, and it is a donate now button. So we were also recognized by the Norse Foundation as one of 15 programs that resulted in collaboration, and they invited us to California to be a part of the other 14 programs to talk about how we can explaining our program and hopefully getting others to begin to look at successful models. I think both the invitation to the White House with Michelle Obama and the Norse Foundation, I think the key pieces that resulted in Chaisi being invited are as follows. Number one, we start early. Number two, we have parent engagement. And number three, we have a focus on mathematics. When you have parents engaged, and that is a lot of research to support this, that when parents are engaged, introducing their children right after birth of preschool to activities related to math and science, like Lego, taking them to museums, taking them to the zoo, introducing them to different water properties and science kits, that research has shown that regardless of what the background is, economic background, and I'm talking about science and engineering, independent of the economic background, if that parent is introducing the kids early on to activities related to science and engineering, that their persistence rate in becoming engineers and scientists is much closer, or the gap is much narrower than it is for other areas where you're looking at children who from high income versus children from low income. And it's amazing that this is not known, because it's assumed that if the kid is high income, that therefore that they're from high income family, that therefore their retention rate and graduation rate in science and engineering is going to be much wider than low income students. That may be the case in other areas, but not when it comes to science and engineering. How we get that story out is the challenge. And it's research done by professors at the University of Michigan, Kimball, and Georgia Tech University that are statistically significant to show that parent engagement early on can narrow the gap.
Makes the difference. It makes the difference. So can you share a success story?
Yeah, we have one young man who was in our program, and he was from the Austin community, and he was raised by his father, and he had a few challenges, health challenges. However, just being engaged in the Saturday program and doing activities related to science and engineering and mathematics with his father, his grades Monday through Friday did improve. And his father actually will join us this Friday at our closing celebration.
So tell us a little more about Friday, and is the general public invited to attend?
Yeah, the public is invited to attend. We're having our closing ceremony at the University of Illinois at Chicago with our youngsters who have completed a four-week summer program. We'll be displaying the kinds of different kinds of projects from the mathematics class, from the computer science class, and from the engineering class. The engineering class, again, as I said, they will be dealing with Ohm's Law and circuit boards that they developed. The mathematics class, they were introduced to Raspberry Pi, which is a mini computer. Then they had a mini keyboard and a monitor, where they were able to learn how to write code and write programs to develop music. And then in the algebra class, they will be using algebra formulas to create geometric structures.
This is wonderful. Yeah. It's a great program. It really is. Again, share your contact information.
Well, again, we can be reached. You can go online to www.chaprep.org, or you can go online to Chicago Pre-College Science and Engineering Program. And where it says contact, you just hit the email button, and you can email us and ask any questions, and we'd be more than happy to respond.
And what about our listeners who might be interested in volunteering in some way? Is there an opportunity?
Absolutely. We certainly would welcome volunteers. We'd like to welcome volunteers. We need to know what your area of science or engineering or how you would fit. But we had one of the best volunteers that I wanted to mention is the volunteer who helped us design our curriculum for our computer science, where he showed us that you could take the Raspberry Pi computer, you could go online, you could then connect it to solving problems within the algebra class, and then he showed us how you could connect it to solving problems in the engineering class. So what he did was he showed us that even though the kids were learning how to code and use the Raspberry Pi computers, he showed that you could then immediately, once they have that foundation, begin to use it to solve mathematics problems and engineering problems. So we've had other volunteers, and certainly those that have fundraising skills and can connect us with foundations and corporations, we certainly appreciate it.
And so am I hearing that retired educators and retired engineers would be really welcome?
Oh, absolutely. We've had we call them retired educators, and then they unretire. What we've found is we have retired educators, retired engineers, and they unretire. And they've been a major asset to our organization. I think that we are open to other professions, too. One of the things that we understand is that reading comprehension is critical to understanding how to solve mathematics word problems. So, one, with those kind of skills to help children with reading comprehension it would be helpful. But we also understand that reading comprehension is also connected to how the children are growing up in terms of, do they travel? Do they go to museums where they see, do they see animals? Do they go to science centers? Do they go to planetariums? Do they go to aquariums? So that as they can begin to see different kinds of things, when they learn, as they're learning to read, they can connect some of the things in the story to their own experiences. So reading comprehension is connected to the kinds of experiences they have. Unfortunately, to my knowledge, there's no data, to my knowledge, that connects a child's, improves a child's reading comprehension for watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
They might be entertaining, but to my knowledge, it's not like going to a museum or going to a zoo. These are the kinds of things where they're interacting and engaging. TV is a passive entity,
mm-hmm.
while the museums are interactive. Kids, when they go there, they do things. When they go to the zoo, they interact. They see the animals. So a passive entity, to my knowledge, does not help generate and improve reading comprehension.
So what you're saying is get your children out into the
yes.
world. Give them some experiences
yes.
beyond
yes.
television.
Yes.
Yes. So they can begin to explore and identify the things that they're interested in.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what parents do that have successful children.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to science and engineering, and certainly I can say that my mother recognized I had an interest in that. So she brought me an Erector set. So I was third grade, fourth grade, doing things with an Erector set, building little things. And maybe the audience may not be familiar, but Erector sets were before Lego toys, the same concept where you can make different kinds of trucks and bridges and different kinds of things. And then my mother also bought me compasses and paper so I could draw different types of designs. So she recognized this interest and she nurtured it early in my life, not later, early. And so that interest in math and science, and of course she was taking me down to the Museum of Science and Industry. We'd just ride that red bus and go on down there and spend time with the coal, you know, in the different areas of the museum. So that's a key piece, is what your mother or parents, how they engage you outside of Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank goodness for your mother.
Thank
because,
you.
Because, yeah, because without her, we may not have the Chicago yeah. Pre-College Science and Engineering Program and your passion and dedication to developing the next generation of engineers. So we're really excited that you were able to join today. I'm excited that Ruth entrusted me with hosting her show. So thank you, Ruth Fairfax Frazier. Thank you, Brian Hawkins, who is the assistant director and sound engineer. Again, if you're interested in attending the event on this coming Friday, Kenneth, give us the last the information.
Oh, it's 750 South Halsted. It will be in Lecture Hall F. And if it's not in Lecture Hall F and it's in Lecture Hall D, we'll put the sign. And it's from 9 to 11.
No cost.
Oh, it's free, yes.
Free. The program is free?
Yes, the program is free.
And it's primarily serves African-American and Latino students?
Yes, but it's open to anybody.
It's open to anybody.
Yes.
So if you'd like more information, again, one last time, we're going to give them the information of how to get in touch with the Chicago Pre-College Science and Engineering Program.
You go to our website, and then you go to contact, and go to email, and you send me an email, and I'll answer, respond.
You'll respond. So again, I want to thank you for sharing your story. It's a wonderful story, and it's a wonderful program, and I have some personal knowledge of the program. It's a wonderful program, and it's designed, again, to create the next generation of engineers.
Yes.
And I think you're on the way because okay. I've seen the enthusiasm of these students to think a little kindergartner thinks of himself as a little engineer already.
Yes.
That's a big deal.
Yes.
Because if you got to first believe
it. Yeah, you got to believe it.
You got to believe it.
Before you can achieve it.
That's exactly right.
Conceive it and then achieve it.
That's right. So again, I'd like to thank you for spending this time.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.